USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden began their final arguments today with swings through the all-important Midwest, both covering much of the same ground today, but they brought diametrically opposed messages on the coronavirus crisis. At a rally in Michigan, Trump brushed off the deadliness of the virus. Biden focused his remarks in Iowa on what he said was Trump's surrender to the virus that has infected more than 9 million people and killed over 230,000. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says a stimulus deal should have been reached weeks ago. Navarro called it a tragedy that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to reach a deal with Republicans.
Behind the scenes, we had a very robust offer to her, but I think she basically wanted to tank the economy to hurt the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
While President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden were making last-second pitches in the Midwest, Tim Berg reports on other all-important races.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
"It's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country."
And the Pentagon has created a new civilian position in the Space Force that will eliminate a layer of bureaucracy. The Defense Department naming Justin Johnson as the acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space Policy, the senior official that will oversee the Pentagon's space warfighting policy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrats are turning out at lower rates than Republicans in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, after Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign pared down their operations because of the coronavirus pandemic. Campaign operatives told Politico that door-to-door efforts to persuade voters to jump on the Biden bandwagon were at a standstill and without funding, despite record-breaking fundraising hauls for months leading up to the final stretch in Miami-Dade. Over 152,000 registered Republicans cast early ballots, leading Democratic voters 146,000 of whom turned out early to the polls, according to state data today. President Trump is touting the economy that is bouncing back in the third quarter with a record 33.1% annualized growth rate, slightly higher than the 32% estimate. The record growth came after a second quarter contraction of 31.4% due to the pandemic shutdown and something unusual in the sky.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years, according to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmers Almanac. The last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And I'm Jim Taylor.